And we try not to go a full hour without talking about recovery in the North Bay. We're well on our way, and there are many folks who have jumped into the fray to try to help out and to try to make things go more smoothly. With us this morning, Jennifer Gray Thompson. She is the Executive Director of Rebuild North Bay Foundation. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here, and I hope it is the first conversation of many between us. And first of all, tell us about Rebuild North Bay Foundation. Who's in it, and what are you trying to do?
Well, essentially, Rebuild North Bay Foundation is committed to the long-term rebuilding of our region in a more sustainable and resilient community through three buckets: advocacy, coordination, and economic and workforce development. I know it sounds like we have some specificity there, but just to be very clear, our vision is to help rebuild the North Bay better, safer, greener, stronger, faster.
That's a lofty goal. But who takes part in this foundation? Who makes it up?
Oh, who makes it up? So yeah. This foundation came to be on October 13th. Darius Anderson is our founder, and he gathered together a group of people, including some of the biggest business people, as well as elected officials in our region. We are dedicated to four counties, Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, and Lake.
Makes sense.
He brought everyone together, and he wasn't exactly sure what form it would take, but the goal was to leverage as much of our, highest profile people in the county towards the rebuild.
Okay, so we have a bunch of noteworthy community leaders and community members, business people, all working together on this. And again, you know, here we are. We're over 4.5 months past the fires. We've literally seen the progress so far. We are at this jumping off point, or we will be within the next few weeks, of actually beginning the rebuilding process. So let's talk nuts and bolts, Jennifer. What is your foundation trying to accomplish, let's say, in the next month or two?
Well, in the next month or two, we have several projects that we're working on. We have an energy consultant, Wally McGuire, is working with us to bring a greener and safer options and funding to people who are rebuilding, with the hope of driving down that cost. We understand that a lot of people are underinsured, and so we are looking at ways to help assist in that, not necessarily with direct funding, but ways to help drive down the cost of the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
That could be through a variety of ways, including bundling of purchases. We would like people to explore options such as prefab housing, kit housing.
Stuff that can go up quickly, yeah.
It can go up quickly, and what people aren't aware of necessarily is how beautiful it can be. There are kit houses that are net zero, that have Tesla energy walls, that are very modern, gorgeous, and can be up from planning to finish, to keys in your hand, in 4 months. We would like people to be aware of those options and that they're not necessarily hugely more expensive than a traditional build. We understand that traditional builds are going to work great for some people, but they're not going to work great for everyone.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Yes, and even if you are doing a traditional build, then we would very much like you to have the information and the knowledge to go greener and go safer. I know from conversations with building departments in Sonoma County and Santa Rosa that when people walk through the door, their number one concern is cost, but even more so, safety. And there are a number of products and options out there that will enable people to build more safely that also perfectly marry into greener. And so we want to make them aware of that. To be clear, we're not selling anything.
Yeah.
We're not making any money off of that. It's more that we have a project with Wally where he's funding in the public funding for this, as well as the private funding. So that's very important. And we would like to make that available. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Another thing that we do is advocacy. So obviously during the fires, we all learned that whatever talent you have to bring to the fore, and I think that's one of the reasons why as a community we did such an amazing job helping each other.
That's correct.
accept. And so in our organization, advocacy is one of our three buckets, because obviously, you know, with Darius at the helm, certainly that's a huge challenge of his. We did not hire his company. He does this on his own time, and he funds all of his own trips to all of our board members. We sent a delegation to D.C. about 5 weeks ago to meet with the head of FEMA and HUD. Both of our Senator Harris, Feinstein, several of our congressmen, including Mike Thompson, Congressman Denham, McCarthy, and our delegation also met with Mick Mulvaney. Mm-hmm. And he met with them for about 40 minutes, and it went very well. And he was really impressed that Sonoma County had sent, or this region had sent, a delegation of private sector people to meet with him. To be clear, our board is bipartisan, and we have Republicans and Democrats, and we're all working towards the same goal.
What a notion. And Jennifer, I this is going to come as no surprise to you, but some of the concern, that has been raised, with the community that was so very affected by the fires is, hold the phone just a minute. We are concerned as a community. We do not want to be recreated in your image, whatever your foundation is or whatever your business is. We want to make sure that our communities are rebuilt the way we want them to be rebuilt. And so how do we marry the two between your efforts and their wishes?
Actually, I'm not afraid of that conversation at all. I certainly heard that going around, and I heard even rumors that people were worried that we were trying to be a master developer, or that we were exactly what you said, we were going to remake the community in our image. That is exactly not what we're doing. We are here to support the community. We think of ourselves as the third responders, the first ones being fire and police safety, the second ones being the emergency relief, such as Tipping Point and the RCU Fund. We are the third responders, and our goal is to first and foremost to be of service to the community, to make this rebuild easier. We have been out listening and talking and having several conversations. We are intent on helping the community rebuild itself as it wants to be. And one of the ways that we are going to ensure that we're listening to the community is we are building an extensive website right now to bring all of the rebuild resources into one umbrella to make the process hopefully less exhausting.
Yeah.
And allow people who want to be involved in some way or want updates to not only have a portal that will allow them to do that and to even specify it by their own interests, but we would like to do a baseline survey so that we hear from the entire community, like they did in Christchurch, New Zealand, that allows us to assess what people want, what they're worried about, where they want to go. And we are committed to doing that survey every 6 months for the next 5 to 10 years. Our goal is to listen, and that's a lot of what we've been doing. We are not here to be master developers at all.
Masters of the universe, nothing like
no.
that.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Well, you made a good point when we started this conversation, Jennifer, and that is the reason why we are as far along as we are so far is because everyone has stepped in to do and to offer the very best of what they have, whether it's, business oriented, whether it's, the folks that knocked on doors. I firmly believe that without each other as a community, the death toll would have been in the hundreds and not the state that it ended up in. And so it seems like the same concept that everybody brings their best stuff to the table, and that with all of that best stuff on the table, something ought to be able to be done, and something positive and hopefully a little more efficient than without those efforts. Is that fair?
That is so fair. And I have to say that having been through the fires with this community and working with the community post-fire, I have every faith that we can rebuild better, safer, faster, greener, and exactly as we as a community want to see it. I'm so impressed.
Well, now you're sounding like Superman or Wonder Woman. Either way, it sounds pretty good. Well, let's do this, Jennifer. I'm glad to be talking to you today. Let's make this at minimum a monthly conversation so that we can share with our community some of the work that you're doing to better the community. And if something comes up, whether it's, you know, involving one of your trips to Washington or anything else, in the meantime, I hope you'll give us a call, because that's one of the reasons why this hour exists, is to make sure that there is room for recovery and, you know, everything that comes with it.
I would be happy to do that. And thank you so much for having me today. I look forward to working with you.
All right. Very good. That is Jennifer Gray Thompson. She's the executive director of Rebuild North Bay Foundation. And we always want to get to the bottom of and find out more about the people gathering to assist us in recovery. And we'll ask them a lot of questions, and we'll ask them the tough questions too when the time calls for it. Another effort by community members to get together and push us forward as best we can.